Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Danny, who has been the Commanders' best player to this point in the season? I think we can go gold, silver, and bronze here. But let's start with the gold medal. Their number one overall player on the team to this point has been who?
I got Deebo Samuel as my one seed. He has done everything. He's kind of toted the mail. He has been the offense, both as a kick returner, where he's made significant contributions, running the football as something dynamic, catching the football, leads the team in receptions and yards in that regard. To me, he has been their most complete and valuable football player through 3 weeks.
I thought about Deebo. I'll kind of bury the lead here and tell you he gets my silver medal. I'm going with Dorrance Armstrong as my gold medal winner so far this season. I talked about him on the show yesterday. PFF's got him as their leader in pressures and in pressure rate so far this season. He's been one of the best statistical pass rushers in the league. He's also got 3 sacks to go along with all those pressures. If you go back to the playoffs last year, not necessarily what we're talking about here, but it's 6.5 sacks in his last 6 games. So he is on a heater that bridges the end of last season, this season. I think he has just been a little more consistent. I know Deebo had the huge kick return, and that counts and matters for sure. But otherwise, it was a fairly quiet game with the drop, offensively anyway, going back to Sunday against the Raiders, whereas I think Armstrong has been very noticeable in all 3 games. Not as consistent against the Packers, don't get me wrong, but he did have a sack in that down performance defensively of Jordan Love. And he's been really good in the 2 home games where the defense has dominated. So I'm going Armstrong gold, and then I've got Deebo, my silver medalist, as my number 2.
We just flip ours. So you flipped, I flopped, like HGTV. Armstrong is my number 2 guy. I thought about him number 1. I was close to putting him there. I don't have a good reason against it. It's almost like a 1 and 1A. We could almost share the podium, and we'd both hear our anthem. You already covered it with Armstrong. He has been really good. Leads the team in tackles for loss, quarterback hits, sacks. Every metric that I want from my defensive end, he's there in terms of pressures and the like.
Who's your number 3?
Number 3 is Daron Payne.
Bronze.
Good 3 weeks. I again, a few nominees here would have made sense. I know some of the counting stats aren't there. I don't know that they always will be for a defensive tackle. Some of those sack numbers are going to be fickle, but the disruption, the penetration, again, the quarterback hits, the TFLs, some of the solo tackles, feels like he was meeting running backs at the line of scrimmage in all 3 weeks. Just whether he makes the tackle or not, he's the guy that's either blowing up the play, stopping the play, making a running back stop his feet, someone else makes the tackle, etc. He's eating up space. He's making it difficult for offenses. I think he's been their third best.
So I was going to go Daron Payne. I'm not going to make it interesting here. I was thinking about Trey Amos as well, because I just kind of like how he's played. He had the big PBU on a 4th down against Green Bay at the goal line. Had a nice play in the secondary before the injury this past week as well. But I won't even get cute. Bobby Wagner. I thought Wagner was their best defensive player this past weekend. He had a very strong game against the run. For the Giants game as well. Not as noticeably positive against Green Bay, but that went around. It's 3 games, 2 really strong performances. So I'll say Wagner, who gets everybody in the right spot and is their leader on defense, is my bronze medalist. I'll rank him 3rd. But it is interesting to me, Danny, as you do this exercise, while they've had a lot of guys play pretty well, I think it's kind of wide open. There aren't two or three players that have been head and shoulders better than everybody else. And it was only 2 games and an injury, but like it's not like Daniels is in the top 3. You know, last year, if he went three games without playing at a really high level, there's no chance they go 2-1. If he misses a game and then two other times just plays okay, they're not going 2-1 in that stretch.
Yeah, they did it. They went 1-3 last year.
Yeah, that speaks kind of positively, right? I would say, about the progression of the program overall. Another name that you could throw out there maybe as just someone who's played really well is Javon Kinlaw. I know that Joe
counting Witt, numbers aren't there, but he's been good.
Joe Witt celebrated how he played against the Packers as like a guy that played well despite the result. And in the other two games, has been extremely noticeable as a run-stuffing, big-time presence at the line of scrimmage.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.